Shraga had no idea what his actions had caused back in the Tumana Monastery. Because that very morning, the two Galochim in charge of the monastery approached Rafal's room.
Let me do the talking, Paul.
Of course, Sir Luke.
We come in there, we start off nice. If he doesn't change his mind, we start using force. All right?
Okay, Sir Luke.
Good morning, Hey! Where is he?
I don't know. Maybe it's hiding somewhere.
Do you see anywhere where someone could be hiding in here?
I don't know.
I don't believe it! Where is he? This can't be happening.
Maybe he...
Look! The window! It's broken! I don't believe it. He escaped. That miserable child escaped! How in the world did this happen?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Did you look here last night? Did you check on him?
Yeah, of course I checked on him. He was fine. I checked on him.
I am so angry. Call me the chief of police. Now!
The chief of police arrived minutes later to the office of the monastery.
Chief Lewis, something terrible has happened in our monastery.
What happened?
An innocent boy was taken last night, and I have reason to believe that he was taken by a Jewish rabbi, Rabbi Ginsburg.
Why would the rabbi take one of your boys?
It's a long story. I can't explain everything.
So, what would you like me to do?
Go to the rabbi's house and get me back my boy. Turn over the whole city if you have to. I want that boy back.
I will go at once.
The chief of police gathered together a group of 50 soldiers and policemen. He told them that they're going to find an innocent Gaisha boy that was taken by the Jews.
Watermelon, watermelon, kiwis and plums. Buy my fruit, then you'll have big thumbs. Watermelon, watermelon, kiwis and plums. Buy my fruit and...
Can I have some watermelon slices?
Sure. How many?
Listen, just start cutting. I will tell you when to stop, okay? One. That's two. That's three.
Are you sure you want me to cut more?
Keep cutting. Four. Five. Okay, stop. Now from the middle of the watermelon. Please give me two big slices.
You mean you don't want all these slices?
No. I just like the big ones from the middle.
Hey, what's that sound?
I don't know. Sounds like something familiar. Maybe someone drumming by a video.
Oh no, watch out!
Pickles and celery! A stampede of horses doing a delivery!
Kinderlach. Coming through the small marketplace, thundering across the hills, was the chief of police and all of his policemen. They rode together through the streets of Metz, attracting a big crowd as they approached the Heilige Shagis Arya's house. Surrounding the house on all sides, the chief approached and banged on the door. The Shagis Arya opened up the door.
Where is the boy, Rabbi?
What boy are you talking about?
Don't make believe that you don't know what I am saying. You think I'm a fool? I mean a fool? I am not a fool. There was a Gentile boy kidnapped from the monastery last night, and the Galochim are suspecting you.
Why would I take a Goyish child from the monastery? Have Jews ever kidnapped Gentiles?
I don't know what you are saying. All I know is that I must find this boy, and he is probably hiding somewhere in the house. Officers, Search the house from top to bottom.
You may search. The soldiers tore apart the Haley Gitzadik's house.
Rip up the floor. There must be a secret basement or something.
But the soldiers found nothing.
Did you look in the house?
Yes, Chief Louis.
It's Chief Louis.
Yes, Chief Louis.
How about outside?
Yes, Chief Louis.
Did you look in the basement?
But this house doesn't even have a basement. Ooh.
But did you check?
I most certainly did not. I did. I mean...
But he must be here, somewhere.
Yes, Chief Louis. Louis.
Well, go find him.
Yes, Chief Louis.
Stop saying Chief Louis.
Yes, Chief Louis. Chief Louis. Okay.
I cannot believe that he is not here.
Me too, Chief Louis.
Rabbi, we will be back again to search if necessary. And Rabbi, if we find this boy in your possessions, you will be put to death. Officers, let us continue. We will search the synagogues and the other rabbis' houses. We must find the boy.
Yes, we certainly must find him.
But Kindelach, the chief of police, and his men, of course, found nothing. After searching for hours, they reported back to the Galochim that Rafal seemed to have disappeared into thin air. And the Shai Gesarye was extremely happy to see that the soldiers were searching. This meant that Rafal was rescued, and that was great news. Meanwhile, back in the monastery,
I can't believe that they haven't found my boy.
He wasn't really your boy. I mean, we kidnapped him, don't you remember?
Quiet! He was my boy, and now he's missing. I feel like crying.
You're gonna cry? Wait till I tell the other Galochim that you cried. They're gonna think you're a baby.
Quiet! Get out of here! Get out!
I'm sorry, I said-
Get out of my sight! Yes, I will find that boy, if it's the last thing I do.